AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Israel says it has started preparations for the departure of a large number of Palestinians from the Gaza Strip.
In line with President Donald Trump's plans for the territory, officials meanwhile said Egypt has launched a diplomatic blitz behind the scenes to try and head off the plan. The Palestinians and much of the international community have rejected Trump's proposal, saying Israel will never allow the refugees to return and that it would destabilize the region. Egypt has warned that such a plan could undermine its historic peace treaty with Israel. Israeli leaders have welcomed Trump's proposal, but rights groups say the forcible relocation of a civilian population would amount to ethnic cleansing. I'm Karen Shamas.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the relocation would be temporary.
There are all kinds of Hamas weaponry still buried underground. For people to be able to live in a place safely, all of that has to be removed. It's an enormous undertaking.
A second employee has died following a shooting at a warehouse near Columbus, Ohio. The co-worker accused of the attack is expected in court. Two experienced hikers were rescued after becoming stranded in waist-deep snow in whiteout conditions on New Hampshire's challenging Mount Washington. The deadline is later today for federal employees to decide if they're going to take a buyout offer from the Trump administration. The deal is they resign but get paid until the end of September. President Trump has said everybody's replaceable.
We want to clean it out. You know, people have been trying to reduce federal government now for 40 years, 45 years, and they haven't been able to do it. And this is a way of doing it, I think, very nicely. It's sort of a buyout, too. I think we're treating people very good.
Democrats say workers should say no to the plan because it wasn't authorized by Congress, raising the risk they won't get paid. A military contracted plane crashed in a rice field in the southern Philippines, killing all four people on board. This is AP News. The trade deadline in the NBA is this afternoon. There was another big trade.
Jimmy Butler has gotten his wish. He's being traded out of Miami. The Heat and the Warriors have agreed on a deal that sends Butler to the Bay Area. A person with knowledge of the talks tells the Associated Press. The trade ends a Miami era for Butler that will be remembered first for two trips to the NBA Finals and then three suspensions toward the end of a hostile breakup. Golden State is making it happen by moving Andrew Wiggins, Dennis Schroeder, Kyle Anderson, and first-round draft compensation out in the deal. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
A source tells the AP first baseman Pete Alonso is staying with the New York Mets, agreeing to a $54 million two-year contract. President Trump is ready to take his fight against transgender athletes to the International Olympic Committee. The Summer Games in 2028 are in Los Angeles. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.